们。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始早上的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning Sabbath service.
我们唱诗339首。
Let us sing hymn 339. Peace to everyone.
请我们来看马太福音。
Let us all turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音的第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第六章33节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
你们要先求他的国跟他的义，这一些东西都要加给你们。
Verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
这一段圣经是主耶稣讲的话。
This passage comes from words that Jesus spoke.
主耶稣说，我所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And Jesus said, my word is spirit and life.
神的话是带有生命的。
And the word of God has life in it.
是可以体验得到的。
It is something that can be experienced.
神的话是灵。
God's word is spirit.
能够满足我们的心。
It can satisfy our hearts.
主耶稣说，要先求他的国跟他的义。
Here Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
如果我们看英文first, 就是第一是神的国跟神的义。
He emphasizes, seek first, above all, the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
然后这些东西都要加给你们。
And all these things shall be added to you.
那这些东西是什么？
What are all these things?
就是31节。
We see in verse 31.
不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。32节。
32.
这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们天上的父是知道的。所以这些东西就是生活的需要。
All these things we see refer to the necessities of our life.
那生活的需要以现在来讲就是工作。
So in order to survive, we have to work.
没有工作，生活就有困难。
If we don't work, it is hard to sustain our life.
所以我们常常很忧虑我们自己的工作。
So we often worry over our work.
是不是在美国这个地方能够做得很，工作也很稳定，这是常常我们最关心的。
We try to find a position or job that is stable.
所以我们很认真地投进去。
So we do our best to invest ourselves in it.
让我们自己的工作能够稳定。
So that we can have job security.
但是我们也有很多的忧虑。
But we also have lots of worries.
如果经济不好，工作失去了，贷款怎么还？
If we have a difficult time in keeping our job, then how do we pay our mortgage or our loans?
小孩子的教育怎么付？
And how do we support our children's education?
所以确实有很多实际上生活上的需要，让我有很多的忧虑。
So there are many needs in our life that cause us to worry.
这确实也是很重要。
These, of course, are important.
因此，在这33节就告诉我们，我们生活当中有两件事情很重要。
But in verse 33, we see there are two things that are very important.
一个是神的事情。
First is the matters of God.
一个是我们自己的事情。
Second are our own matters.
那我们常常把这两个事情分开来。
Sometimes we try to separate these two aspects of our life.
敬拜神是我来教会的事情。
And when we come into church, that is our spiritual life.
那我的工作是我的工作。
And my job is my work.
这跟神没有关系。
It doesn't have anything to do with God.
所以我要尽我力量做我的工作。
So I do my best to do my work.
把这个两个分开来看。
And we think of them separately.
但是圣经主耶稣讲的话却让我们想起来这两个是有关系的。
But from Jesus' words, we can see these two are actually linked.
而且是互动的。
And actually they are mutual.
神的国跟神的义这是看不见的。
The things of God, the kingdom, and his righteousness cannot be seen.
主耶稣说，神的国就在你的心里。
Jesus tells us the kingdom of God lives in our hearts.
这是看不见的。
We can't see it.
神的义是什么？
What is God's righteousness?
神认为对的。
That is those things that God deems right.
这个也是看不见的。
These are also invisible.
那日用的饮食是什么？
And what are the things that we need to eat?
是我们的工作。
Those are the things that we do for work.
这是我们经济的来源。
And this is the source of our finances.
这是看得见的。
These are things we can see.
那主耶稣把这个两个连在一起。
So Jesus here links these two parts of our life.
就是说，如果我们把神的事情放在前面。
That is, if we put the things of God first.
然后才是我们自己的事情。
And then our own matter second.
那这些东西都要加给你。
All of these things shall be added to us.
就是你不需要求，会加给你。
That means we don't even need to ask for it, they will be given to us.
这是神的话。
This is God's word.
这是我们的一个保障。
This is a promise.
所以有时候我们常常在想，为什么我的生活没有体验？
So sometimes we may ask, why is it I don't experience God in my life?
可能信主几十年，但是讲不出什么体验。
Perhaps we've believed in God for decades, and yet we don't know God.
可能我们有很多属灵的知识，但讲不出我对神的体验。
Maybe we have many pieces of knowledge about the Bible, but we don't experience God.
那我们就想，为什么？
Then we ask ourselves why.
那有时候我们在听别人在讲，为什么他有这么多体验？
And we listen to other people share their experiences of God.
就生活每一件事情都体验到神。
They feel that in every part of their life they can feel God.
那到最后我们就发现了，这个生活的优先顺序非常重要。
So in the end we realize that our priorities in life are very important.
如果我们把神的事情放在前面。
If we put the matters of God first.
然后才会是我们自己的事情。
And then our own matter second.
这个不是我们的事情不重要。
It doesn't mean that our own personal matters are not important.
这是神的事情更重要。
It's just that the matters of God are more important.
那如果我们满足神的心，
If we can satisfy what God wills for us,
神就会祝福，让我们的生活没有缺乏。
Then God will bless us and not allow us to lack anything.
那这就是体验。
And that is experiencing
God. 所以信仰本身啊，跟生活是互动的。
So faith and life are mutually linked.
这是不能够切开来的。
They cannot be separated.
我们相信那看不见的神。
We believe that we have a God, although we can't see him.
但是在看得见的这个生活当中，你可以体会到神很丰富的恩典、能力跟带领。
But in the life that we live, we can see and experience his abundant grace.
所以信主以后最困难的一件事情就是调整我们生活的优先顺序。
So, as Christians, one most difficult part of our life is finding the right priorities.
真的把神的事情放在前面。
To truly put the matters of God first.
我们信仰就会开始有体验。
If we do so, we will then start to experience God in our lives.
所以祷告文里面呢，主耶稣叫我们祷告。
So in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught us how to pray.
我们仔细看日，我们今日的饮食，今日赐给我们，这是第几件祷告？
And in the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. What part of the prayer is that?
第一个，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
The first part of the prayer is, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
第二个，愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
第三个，愿你的旨意行在地上。
Third, your will be done.
那接下去才祷告我们个人的需要。
And then towards the latter part of the prayer, we pray about our own needs.
所以如果我们信仰要很丰富的体验，我们需要调整以神为先。
So if we want to experience God abundantly in our lives, we have to set the right priorities.
圣经里面有很多的例子。
There are many examples in the Bible.
我们看列王记上第三章。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 3.
列王记上的第三章。
1 Kings chapter 3.
在这里，所罗门向神向他显现，给他求一件事情。
Here Solomon asked God of one thing.
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
列王记上第三章第五节。
First Kings chapter 3 verse 5.
在夜间梦中神向所罗门显现，对他说：“你愿我是你什么，你可以求。”第六节。所罗门说：“你的仆人我父亲大卫用诚实公义正直的心行在你面前，就是向他大施恩典，又为他存留大恩，赐给他儿子坐在他的位上，正如今日一样。”第七节。
7.
主我的神啊，如今使你使仆人接续我父亲大卫王，但我年幼不知道怎样出入。第八节。
8.
仆人住在你所拣选的民中，多得不可胜数， 第九节
Nine.
所以求你赐我智慧可以判断你的名辨别是非这里啊所罗门啊对神非常的感恩
Here Solomon expresses his gratitude to God
啊，说我的父亲用诚实公义行在你的面前
Because his father David walked before God in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness.
结果神就给他一个回应。
And so God blessed David.
啊，用大恩典啊来赐给大卫。
And gave David great kindness.
而且让大卫的孩子接续作王。
And allowed David's son to become king.
所以这个我们拜的神是活的。如果我们对神有一个啊做出一个动作，神会对人有回应的。
So, because the God we worship is a living God, if we express anything to God, He will reply in turn.
那大卫就是每一件事情都要做神认为对的。
And David in his life held God first in his
life. 结果神回应他也是很丰富的。
And so God's reward to him was also very great.
那现在所罗门接续大卫。
So now Solomon succeeded David.
神说你可以求一件事情。
And the Lord asked Solomon, "What would you like?"
那所罗门很希望他能够做一个好的王。
And Solomon wanted to be a good king.
所以求神给他智慧。
So he asked God for wisdom.
那他这样祷告，神很喜欢。
And this prayer was pleasing to God.
所以神给他智慧。
So God did grant him wisdom.
但是我们看十三节。
But let us look at verse 13.
你所没有求的，我也赐给你，就是富足尊荣，使你在世日子没有一个人能够比你的。好，我们再看就到这里就可以哈。我们再看十四节。
That's also reading.
你效法你父亲大卫，遵行我的道，警醒遵行律例诫命，使你可以长寿。啊，结果这里神给他两件事情，他没有求。
So here God grants Solomon two things he did not ask for.
第一个是富足尊荣。
First, riches and honor.
第二个是长寿。
Second, long life.
这神给他，他没有求。
These were blessings that God granted him, but he did not ask for.
所以我们要了解我们所拜的神。
So we should understand the God whom we worship.
如果我们生活的态度很正确。
If the attitude of our life, the direction of our life is
correct.
神
喜欢我们。
And God is pleased with us.
神的恩典会很富足。
And God's blessing will be abundant.
我们的体验会很深刻。
And our experience of Him will be deep.
信仰绝对不是空洞的。
So faith is not empty.
信仰绝对不是做学问。
Faith is not academic.
信仰是可以体验的。
Faith is something that can be experienced.
神是活的。
God is living.
这是我们可以见证的。
This is something that we can truly testify to.
所以主耶稣说要先求神的国跟神的义。
So that is why Jesus told us to seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness.
那我们生活的需要都给我们。
And all these things shall be added to us.
所以我们要让我们的工作能够继续不断。
So we have to continue in our work.
有一个方法。
Then we must do one thing.
就是要常常把神摆在第一位。
So we must first put God in our hearts first.
我们看二十四节，马太六章二十四节。
Let us turn back to Matthew chapter 6, verse 24.
说一个人不能够侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是看重这个轻那个。你们不能够侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
什么叫做主？
What is the master?
主就是带有权柄在掌管我们，控制我们。
The master has authority and power over us.
那这是主面前，我们就是奴隶。
Before the Lord, we are servants.
那这里说有两个主。
So here there are two masters.
一个是神。
One is God.
一个是马门。
One is mammon.
也就是我们的生活哈，如果不是神来控制我们，就是我们的职业在控制我们。
That is to say, if God does not control our lives, then our career controls our life.
所以我们仔细看，在美国，我们每一年大部分人在这个地方配都很高。
So you can see that in the United States, everybody receives high pay.
但是你仔细算算，我们人生最精华的一段时间，从30岁到60岁，岂不是卖给了公司吗？
But if you think about it, the peak of your life from around age 30 to 60, you're a slave to your company.
那换取很多的金钱。
And it, we've received in return a salary.
所以我们生命的价值以这个世俗的标准来看，就是你赚多少钱。
So some people value their life by how much money they make.
但是圣经里面告诉我们另外一种生活方式。
But the Bible teaches us there's another way to find value in life.
就是以神做我们的主。
That is to have God as our master.
让神来带领我们。
To have God guide our life.
让神来做我们生命的主宰。
So that he can be master over our lives.
这个是一个更好的生活方式。
This is a better way to live.
那我们现在看主耶稣在提到下面26-25节提到两件事情。
And in the next verse, 25, Jesus talks about two things.
所以我告诉你们不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗身体不胜于衣裳吗这里主耶稣提到两件事情。
Here Jesus points to two things.
一个是生命。
One is life.
一个是身体。
The second is body.
这是我们需要思考的两个问题。
These are two important issues we must all consider.
那我们在忧虑吃什么穿什么喝什么大部分都是满足肉体的需要。
And if we worry about what we will eat or drink or wear, that is to satisfy our physical needs.
这个是我们现在大部分人生活所最关心的肉体的需要。
The majority of people in this world think about what they physically need.
但是主耶稣提醒我们生命的价值。
But Jesus reminds us more of what the true value of life is.
到底生命的价值要怎么去判断，要怎么去追求？
How do you determine and find value of life?
我记得有一个姐妹在灵恩会做见证。
I remember there was once a sister who testified during spiritual convocation.
因为她生病很严重，到1990几年的时候。
This was in the 1990s. She was severely ill.
那神让她感觉到她的生命没有价值。
God allowed her to feel that her life had no worth.
她一直在想。
She kept thinking.
我安息日聚会都来了。
I come every week to Sabbath service.
那为什么我的生命没有价值？
Why is it I feel my life is not?
她想不通。
Valuable. She couldn't understand.
那过了几年，她生病更严重。
A few years later, she became sicker.
她躺在医院，就开始在又在想。
And she lay in the hospital and thought,
说神啊，到底你为什么让我感觉到我的生命没有价值？
She asked God, why is it that you allow me to feel my life is not valuable?
那一段时间神就开始在教导她。
And then at that point, she started to learn lessons from God.
她每一次到会堂听道理。
Every time she came to the service.
她发现那个声音非常大。
She felt that it was very loud.
不是扩音机很大，而是这个声音在她心里面非常大，好像她耳聋都耳膜都要震破了。
It wasn't that the microphone was too loud, but she felt that all of the words were ringing in her ears.
然后每一句话都砸到她的内心。
And every word she heard pierced her heart.
然后每一句话让她感觉到，在神面前她没有做到这个标准。
And every word reminded her that she did not live according to God's standard.
她特别提到两件事情。
She especially pointed to two.
第一件事情就是论断。
Two things. One was judging.
在教会里面同龄大家很亲以后就开始论断这个对那个不对。
That is, after people have believed for a long time, you start to be very critical of others.
神告诉她你不可以这样做。
And God taught her, you can't judge people
like that. 所以有人要告诉她谁对谁，她说我不要听，但是那个人听不懂。
So when other people started to gossip and say, oh, this person did this and this person did that, she did not want to hear it.
她发现这很难。
And she found that it was actually hard
to do. 第二件事情。
Secondly,
神叫她不能看事情只看负面。
And she learned from God that she can't only look at the negative side of things.
一切美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐，都是从神来的。
And all things come from God, all good things as well as bad.
神是众光之父。
So God is the Lord over all blessings.
在他没有黑暗。
In him, there is no darkness.
所以一个人看事情都是在看负面，讲话都是讲负面，是因为没有神的同在。
So if a person is always negative and only speaks negatively, then they do not have God in their hearts.
她也发现这非常的难。
And she also found this was a hard lesson.
那自从她这样知道神要教她学什么之后，她发现她信仰一直在成长。
So once she realized these were the lessons that God wanted her to learn, she started to grow in her faith.
这个叫做在神面前有价值。
So then she found this is what it means to have value in the eyes of God.
我们知道世界人的价值观是用外面包上来的。
We know that in this world, people look at a person's value externally, physically.
就是用一些条件，我们有的条件来增加我们的价值。
And we use certain conditions or criteria to add to our personal value.
但是这不是神看我们有价值的一个标准。
But that is not the standard by which God judges our value.
有谁认识拉撒路呢？
Who knew who Lazarus was?
有谁不认识财主呢？
Who did not recognize the rich man?
但是为什么圣经没有讲财主的名字？
But why is it that the Bible doesn't even tell us the rich man's name?
因为神不认识他。
Because God did not recognize him.
他在神面前没有价值。
In God's eyes, he was worthless.
神认识拉撒路。
But God knew Lazarus.
虽然大家不认识。
Even though no one else did.
为什么神认识他？
Why did God know Lazarus?
因为他在神面前有价值。
Because he had a life of worth in God's eyes.
所以我们先求神的国跟神的义。就是要让我们在神面前做一个有价值的人。
So to seek God's kingdom and His righteousness is to have a valuable life in the eyes of God.
创造我们的是神。
The one who created us is God.
养活我们也是神。
The one who sustains us is God.
审判我们的也是神。
The one who judges us is God.
人只是我们天国路上一些所遇到的一些偶然的遇见而已。
The other people that we encounter in our life are merely coincidences.
所以我们重要的。
So what is most important?
我们要做神认为对的事情。
We have to do what is right before God.
法律上对不对？这是我们做公民的一个责任。
So we have to, of course, obey the law in our society.
但是不是法律上对，这个人就是一个好的神的选民。
But just because you obey the law doesn't mean that you are a chosen person in God's kingdom.
我们要在神面前认为对。
We have to do what is right before God's eyes.
这个是神的义。
And that is the righteousness of
God. 所以为什么亚伯拉罕会称作神的朋友？
So why was Abraham called God's friend?
亚伯拉罕有什么条件能够跟神做朋友？
What conditions did Abraham have to become God's friend?
神是伟大的神。
God is great.
人是渺小的人。
We are small.
怎么渺小的人能够跟伟大的神做朋友？
How can such a small person be a friend to the greatest God?
神告诉他。
God told him.
你要在我面前做完全人。
You must be righteous and perfect before me.
就是用神的标准来看你是对的。
That is, by God's standards, you are living a righteous
life. 当亚伯拉罕以这个做他生活的准则。
If Abraham took this as the principle of his life.
神喜欢他。
Then God was pleased with
him. 神就做他的朋友。
And God became his friend.
所以我们看亚伯拉罕得到很多的恩典。
So we see that Abraham was truly blessed.
没有一个恩典是他自己求的。
There was not one blessing that he requested for himself.
每一个恩典都是神对他所行出来的这个义的生活的一种回应。
And every blessing he received was a natural response of God to his life of faith.
他献独生子。
He offered up his only son.
以具体的行动来告诉神，你最重要。
He used this very real action to show God, God was most important.
神的回应。
God's response.
天上地上所有的福气都要给你。
All of the blessings in heaven and earth will be yours.
他的仆人跟罗德相争。
And his servants were arguing with Lot's servants.
亚伯拉罕不计较物质上的损失。
Abraham did not care about the property he owned.
他只计较他在神面前要做对的事情。
He only cared about doing what was right before God.
罗德选择最好的。
So Lot chose the better part of the land.
亚伯拉罕给他这样选择。
Abraham let him do it.
神向亚伯拉罕显现。
And God then appeared to Abraham.
就回应他。
And responded.
你起来看。
Look.
你看见我都要给你。
All that you see before you, I will give to you.
你走过的我都要给你。
All that you walk upon, I will give you.
所以亚伯拉罕一生丰富神的恩典，没有一个是自己求的。
So all of the abundant blessings Abraham had, was not through his own request.
只因为他要过一个神认为对的是生活。
The only reason he received it was because he lived a life that was right in God's eyes.
神就赐福给他。
And so God blessed him.
所以今天我们不要为生活挂虑太多。
So we should not worry too much about our livelihood.
大卫从年幼看到年长。
From the time David was young to when he was very old.
他发现没有一个义人的子孙是跟人要饭的。
He realized that a righteous person is never a beggar.
因为神的恩典会丰富。
Because God's blessings are abundant.
所以不要为着现实的生活把它摆在第一位，而把神摆在最后面，这一种生活方式是不值得过的。
So we shouldn't allow our livelihood to take over our lives and put God last.
因为
that kind of life is not worth living.
这一种生活方式使我们跟神远离。
Because that kind of life will take us farther away from God.
使我们在神面前变成一个没有价值的人。
And then God will see us also as living a worthless life.
使我们的生活失去体验。
And we will lose the experience of God.
这个是不值得的一种生活方式。
That is not worthwhile living.
所以有时候我们在羡慕一个人生活条件的好，生活水准的高。
So sometimes we may admire a person for living a very wealthy life.
但是你仔细再看他的生活。
But if you look more closely,
其实是很可怜的。
It is actually pitiful.
没有平安。
They don't have peace.
没有喜乐。
They don't have joy.
没有好的夫妻关系。
They don't have a good family relationship.
家庭里面没有幸福。
There may not be joy within the family.
因此我们要知道，当我们追求神的果。
But when we realize the kingdom of God.
这种神的回报不是我们物质的钱财能够买得到的。
The kind of blessing that we receive cannot be bought with money.
请看罗马书十四章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 14.
十七节。
Romans 14 verse 17.
罗马书十四章十七节。
Romans 14 verse 17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。这个地方告诉我们。
This verse tells us.
神的国有三件事情。
The kingdom of God consists of three things.
公义，没有罪。
Righteousness, that is no sin.
平安。
Peace.
喜乐。
Joy.
如果我们家里面真的神的国实现
If in our family the kingdom of God is manifest
你会发现你家里面没有人吸毒没有人醉酒不会打架不会吵闹
You'll find that in your family no one does drugs there will not be quarrels everyone will live harmoniously
不会离婚不会彼此相恨的
There will not be divorce or hatred
这个是公义
This is righteousness
第二个和平
Secondly, peace
平安
And joy.
那种气氛非常平静安稳
And the environment is very peaceful and joyous.
因为有神同在
Because of the presence of God.
没有害怕
There is no fear.
不是没有困难
It doesn't mean there aren't challenges.
在困难中你没有害怕
But in the midst of challenges, there's no fear.
因为神的同在
Because of God's presence.
他是大有能的神
God is with us.
他是我们的父
He is our Father.
他与我们同在
He is with us.
我们就没有害怕
So we have no fear.
这来就是满足
This is true satisfaction.
圣灵的充满满足。
The satisfaction is found in the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们在带领我们家庭的方向。
So we have to think about the direction our family is going.
我们要思想，我们要传给我们下一代是什么。
We have to ask ourselves, what is it we want to pass on to our children?
我们要传给我们下一代是神的国在我们下一代的家庭能够完全实现，还是很表面上这种物质上的丰富而已。
Do we want to give our children the keys to having the kingdom of God in their lives and their families, or is it just something merely superficial?
如果我们要我们下一代幸福
If we want our children to be joyful,
只有一个是保障
There is only one guarantee.
就是要带领他追求神的国跟神的义
That is to lead them in the way to seek God's kingdom and His righteousness.
这个才是保障
That is the only guarantee.
把神拿掉
If you take God away,
在神以外没有一件事情是好的
Apart from God, there is no good thing.
如果有一人告诉你生活很好，但是他没有神。
If somebody tells you that their life is good, but without God,
这是谎言。
It's a lie.
这是骗子。
It's a untruth.
你活到最后，你一定发现这个是骗人。
And if you live to the very end, you will realize without God, you cannot have joy.
离开神，没有一件事情是好的。
Because apart from God, there's no good thing.
只有在神里面。
Only within God.
一切完美的、美善的、全备的、光明的，才能够实现。
All that is good and beautiful and light is ours.
第三个。
Thirdly.
如果我们追求神的国跟神的义。
If we seek God's kingdom and His righteousness.
教会的圣功才会兴盛。
Then our church life will also be abundant.
我们需要了解圣功兴盛有两个原因。
There are two reasons for the prosperity of the church.
第一个需要有人做工。
First, we need people to do God's work.
如果我们大家把神的事情摆在前面。
If we all place God's matters first.
除了上班之外。
Apart from working in our jobs.
我们尽量把神的事情摆在前面。
We have to put God in front.
我们就会发现很多人在教会参与圣工。
And then we realize that many people participate in God's work.
很多人带慕道者来教会。
Many people bring truth seekers to church.
好，信道是从听道来的。
And we can only believe if we hear of God's word.
有更多的机会，有更多人听道理，就有更多人受感动，更多人信耶稣。
So if there are more people who hear God's word, then more people will come to listen, more people will believe and receive God's blessings.
但是如果我们没有把神的国神的义摆在前面，
But if we do not put God's kingdom and righteousness first,
除了上班之外，
apart from our jobs,
我们发现现在世界有好多事情你可以去追求。
We find that there are many things in this world you can pursue.
那是谁来做工呢？
So who will do the work then?
就很难找到人在做工。
It's very hard to find workers.
教会不是没有人才。
It's not that the church lacks talent.
美国的教会是蒙神祝福的。
And the churches in America are very blessed.
里面有很多的人才。
There are many talented people.
但是关键。
But the problem is.
是不是每一个人把神的事情放在前面？
Does every person, put God first?
如果我们把神的事情放在前面，
If we put God first in our lives,
神会感动的。
Then God will move,
神会与我们同工的。
And God will work with us.
我们的圣工就会兴旺。
And then the work of the church will grow.
所以我们不要把这个看作很难。
So we shouldn't think it's very difficult.
很简单的。
It's very simple.
就是每一天你跪下来祷告。
Every day when you kneel down to pray.
第一件事情。
The first thing you should ask.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的名得到荣耀。
Your will be done and your name be glorified.
愿你的旨意能够行在地上。
Your will be done on earth.
那这个祷告完才来祷告我们自己的，就是这么简单。
It's very simple. If we pray for these things first, then we can pray about our own matters.
灵恩会快到了。
The spiritual convocation is almost here.
我每天祷告。
Every day that we pray.
第一件事情。
The first thing we pray for.
神啊，求你感动祝福这次的灵恩布道会。
Oh Lord, please bless and be with us for the spiritual convocation.
就是从最小的事情开始做。
So from these very minor, very small things, we can start to work.
那这样我们就可以看到神在祝福我们。
And so through that, we can then see God blessing us.
那如果我们大家都把自己的事情摆在神的前面。
And so if everybody puts God's matters first.
我们就很难感动神。
Oh, if we put our own matters first, we cannot move God.
我们本身体验也不会很多。
And then we won't experience God very much.
但是第二件事情更重要。
But the second thing that's more
important. 就是当一个人来到的神的国教会。
When a person does come into the kingdom of God, the
请问他看到什么？
What does that person see?
圣经里面讲西西家王。
And the Bible tells us about King Hezekiah.
当时巴比伦王差遣使者来见他。
When the king of Babylon sent ambassadors to meet him,
西西家把他的家门打开来。
Hezekiah opened the doors of his house.
把他的金银财宝、他的武器全部都显给他看。
And showed the ambassadors all of his gold, silver, and weaponry.
当时以利亚先知去问他。
And then the prophet Elijah asked him.
他们在你家看见什么
？What did they see in your house?
西西家就说：“哦，就是看到这个，我都拿给他看。”
And Hezekiah said, "I showed them all these things that I have."
神说这些事情都离开你了，你不能再拥有。
God told him, "All these things are no longer yours."
今天别人在我们家里看到什么
？And we have to ask ourselves, what do other people see in our house?
难道是金银财宝？难道是世界的成就？用这些来见证神的荣耀吗？
Is it that we show them only our wealth, gold, silver, and beautiful things that we've received from this world?
这些东西能够吸引人到神的面前吗？
Can all of these things attract a person to come before God?
因为没有信神的人也有这些东西。
Because people who don't believe in God also possess these things.
所以一个人到神的面前来，应该会感受到神国的特质。
So if a person comes before God in his kingdom, he should experience God himself.
这个就是公义、平安跟喜乐。
So what we really want people to experience is righteousness, peace, and joy.
他会感觉到我们不同。
They will feel that we are different.
不同在哪里？
Where is the difference?
我们人更良善。
That we are kinder.
我们道德水准更高。
We have better moral character.
我们是一个更平安的人。
We have more peace.
我们是一个更满足的人。
We are a person who is content with our life.
大家就感觉很奇怪，为什么在这个社会上还有这种人？
So then people will start to wonder how it is that in this society you can live such a good life.
我们都有同样有工作。
We all have to work.
我们都同样有困难。
We all have difficulties.
我们都同样面对衰老的过程。
We all have failures in our past.
但是好像你身上有一些特别我们没有的。
But perhaps there is something that we possess that no one else does.
那这些特别的地方就是吸引人的地方。
So it is those things that are special within us that attract others to come.
就是神的荣耀。
And that is the glory of God.
如果教会失去了特别的地方。
If we lose the uniqueness,
别人带到我们当中感觉到没有不同。
And if somebody comes in, they will feel that this is no different.
就很难引导人相信神。
And it will be very hard to track them to believe in God.
我们看撒迦利亚书第八章。
Let's look at Zechariah chapter 8.
撒迦利亚书第八章。
Zechariah chapter 8.
二十三节。
Verse 3.
第八章二十三节。
Zechariah chapter 8, verse 23.
万军的神如此说，在那些日子必有十个人从列国诸族来出来，拉住一个犹太人的衣襟说，我们要与你同去，因为我们听见神与你同在。这里说十个人拉住一个人说，
Here describes 10 men grabbing onto the sleeve of one man.
我们要跟你同去。
Let us go with you.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们听见神跟你同在。
For we have heard that God is with you.
所以这十个人为什么会 要来这里呢?
So why would these 10 people want to come here?
因为神跟你同在。
Because God is with us.
因此今天如果我们大家追求神的国跟神的义，
So if every one of us seeks after God's kingdom and his righteousness,
照主耶稣的应许，
According to God, Jesus' promise,
天国近了。
The kingdom of God is near.
天国就是神的国。
The kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God.
就主耶稣要把这个神的国从天上带到地上来。
So God wants to bring his kingdom into this world.
他要住在我们中间。
He wants to live among us.
他要与我们同在。
He wants to be with us.
如果神真的与我们同在，
If God truly lives with us,
好多的人啊，他会来。
Then many people will be attracted to come.
他会被吸引。
They will be attracted.
他来了会有体验。
Believe and to experience.
他会相信。
And they will believe.
因为他会有体验。
Because of their experience.
那什么叫神与我们同在？
What does it mean to have God with us?
就是神的道。
God's word.
神的灵，
God's spirit,
神的爱，
God's love.
这个就是神与我们同在的三个特点。
These are the three aspects of God that means He is living in us.
但这就是要我们去追求的。
But these are also the things we have to pursue.
所以我们在灵恩布道会之前，
So before our spiritual convocation comes,
我们必须思想，
We have to think carefully.
重新调整我们生活的优先顺序。
We have to reprioritize our lives.
先求神的国跟神的义。
First, seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
我们体验会增加。
Our experiences of Him will grow.
教会圣工会发展。
And the church work will prosper.
但是我们生活的需要，神会加给我们。
But all of the needs that we have in our life will be given to us as well.
没有比这个更可贵的。
There is nothing more precious than this.
唱诗。
Let's all sing hymn.
四百首。
400. Seated.
我们差不多不到一个月就会有灵恩布道会。
In less than one month, we will have our spiritual convocation.
请我们把这件事情放在比我们自己更重要的地位。
Let us all put this matter at the first place in our prayers.
我们每一天为这件事情来祷告。
Let us pray about the spiritual convocation every day.
那我们现在就开始想，在灵恩布道会有要带哪一个慕道朋友来。
So we can start to think about who we can bring, what friends to our spiritual conversation.
那我们礼拜五六三天有灵恩会。
We will have the services Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
我们尽量可能的安排礼拜五休息。
As much as possible, let us take Friday off.
这个代表我们在神面前的心。
This represents also our heart towards God.
我生活忙碌，我愿意用一天请假来更亲近你。
And even though our schedule is very busy, but we are willing to take this time to draw closer to God.
神看我们的心，神会祝福我们。
If God sees our heart towards Him, He will also bless us.
当我们先求他的国跟他的义，
When we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness,
神一定会用他的恩典来回应我们。
God will surely allow His grace to reward us.
求主赐给我们信心。
So we ask Him to give us more faith.
一起祷告。
Let us now pray together.
We pray in the name of Jesus.